Thoughts in Meditation, Part 11. As our mind gradually develops a tolerance for inner silence, with practice, we acquire the crucial capacity to detach ourselves from thoughts. In the beginning, this is difficult because we identify ourselves with our thoughts. We feel we are our thoughts. It is impossible to detach ourselves from that we consider to be our very existence, like separating the fragrance from a flower or blue from the sky. Once we realize that thoughts are not something we are, but things we have, like clothes from our wardrobe or tracks selected from a playlist, only then can we imagine existing apart from our thoughts. Once we conceive ourselves as separate to our thoughts, we realize it is not inevitable that thoughts dominate us. Thoughts do not own us and cannot be allowed any more to control us. As our own sovereign consciousness, we must take control of our mind's immigration policy and carefully choose to which thoughts we will issue entry visas to live, study, and work in our consciousness realm. It is useless to have a policy we cannot enforce. If we are to determine which thoughts we allow to enter, we must know we can exclude those we wish to exclude. We must first develop the enforcement capability to exclude all thoughts. Detachment is the key and must be practiced. You are here, your mind is there. Imagine your mind is a pristine whiteboard. Continually erase each and every thought mark. Your mind is the sky. Keep your mind sky blue, empty of thought clouds. Thoughts are projected onto an outdoor screen. Remove the screen and the projections are lost into the night. Your mind is a silent, soundproof room, and thoughts are chattering monkeys, helplessly stuck outside with no access. In detachment, thought control grows. From detachment, thought mastery flows.